You're listening to Real Estate with Kevin Turner on News Talk 4BC.
And we are having a lot of fun too. Hope you're enjoying the show. Thanks very much for your company. We've got those six Your Investment Property magazines to give away. Ash, we might give those away now, do you reckon? Yeah, good idea. Oh, yeah, we'll do that now. So we'll take the six callers through on 131873. And we'll give you a copy of Your Investment Property, which is out on the streets right now. It came out yesterday. It's a guide to investing in 2017, taking into 2018. Lots of really good read inside there. Not many of these magazines left on the shelves anymore, so it's really great to be able to provide this. Your Investment Property, it's out now there. August issue. Strange that. Here it is in July and they've got their August issue out. They're always about a month ahead. That just goes to show you. So 131873, we've got a half a dozen of those to give away. We've also got Barry on the phone. G'day, Barry.
G'day, mate. How are you going?
Good. We're here with Paul Korn from handovers.com. You got a question for him?
Yeah, mate. The handovers.com people that go to site, are they qualified and do they know what the standards are? The Australian standards for certain things.
And why are you asking that question, Barry?
I've been in the industry for 45 years. So I'm working on a job where handovers.com are coming on site for the client.
You're a builder?
No, I'm a plasterer, to be honest.
Okay, yeah, no worries. All right, Paul. Barry, yep.
I think they're a great thing for Joe client that's got a house.
Yep.
I understand that. But do they understand what the Australian standards are?
Okay.
That's Paul. How are you, Barry?
Good, thanks, mate. Good. Now, please don't take it on.
No. That's fine. Good question. No,
it's a great question.
Mate, all of my guys have come through the building industry. We've got builders, we've got carpenters, so they're all in the industry. Yeah. And what we use as our Bible is the Standards and Tolerances Guide put out by the QBCC, which was the latest edition, came out in February 2016. So when you view, as you know, or you may know, that when you view paint or plaster, you've got to be 1.5 metres, 90 degrees to the wall and in natural light where possible.
Yeah,
so we don't use torches. We don't use anything like that.
I'd have to say, So you're mistaken there. I won't say you're wrong, you're just mistaken.
When? Why is that?
Because I've seen your guys use torches.
No, you haven't.
Yes, I have.
No, you haven't.
I've got a photo on my file where your guys have put a sticker beside a dead mosquito on the paint.
Well, mate, we see spiders that have been painted over.
No, this is not painted over. It's stuck on the paint afterwards.
Hey, Barry, I tell you what we'll do.
I'm sorry.
No, Barry, that's a great question, a really good comment, and I'm glad that you did it. Thank you. Can I put you in direct contact with Paul to deal with this?
You guys have got my number. I'm quite happy to talk to him because I'll be honest, I think they do a wonderful job. But, like, a plasterer on a large commercial job is there's different size standards. There's level one, level two, level three. Level four is the standard.
Yep.
Now, do you understand what
that's
I mean?
Correct.
And then level five is
up there.
Unachievable,
yeah.
To be realistic.
It is. It's very high standards.
Hey, Barry, I'm going to have to leave it there because we've got a few commitments. No, Barry, I really appreciate your call. I know Paul does too. If you can hang on to the line, we'd love to get your details off air. We'll give them to Paul, and I'm sure he would love to look into it. Barry, thank you so much for your call, mate. Good on you. Yeah, it doesn't hurt, does it? I mean, that's the best part about having a company. And I know you're keen to make sure that you're doing the job right as well, Paul.
Yeah, my word, our credibility is everything.
Yeah, so true.